The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Tuesday, the 22nd of September. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Manchester City survived a late rally from Wolves to start their Premier League season in style. Kevin De Bruyne, a penalty and a goal from Phil Foden had City 2-0 up at the break at Molineux, but Raul Jimenez pulled one back for the hosts 12 minutes from time. However, Gabriel Jesus made the point safe in injury time, completing a 3-1 win. City boss Pep Guardiola was happy to hit the ground running.
In the period that we are, in the situation that we had these last 2 weeks, and so I expect that some moments we suffer, but in general we control it well.
John Egan's early dismissal set the wheels in motion for a second successive defeat for Sheffield United. Chris Wilder's side went down 1-0 at Aston Villa. Egan was shown a straight red card following a tussle with the Villa striker Ollie Watkins. That left Wilder frustrated.
And obviously the directive that we get that the referee's going to go over to the monitor. So why didn't he go over to the monitor? It can't be that clear cut. It can't be that clear cut. I wouldn't come out and mug myself off. If I thought it was a sending off, I'm an honest manager and I'll go, that's a clear sending off.
Shamrock Rovers moved 8 points clear at the top of the SSE Electricity Premier Division last night. Jack Byrne was among the scorers in a 6-1 demolition of Waterford at Tallaght Stadium. Bray Wanderers went 5 points clear at the top of the First Division with a 2-1 win at Cove. Drogheda can close the gap to 2 points tonight with a victory at home to Shamrock Rovers too. There's action in Ireland's group at the Euro 2022 women's qualifiers this afternoon. Group I leaders Germany are away to Montenegro with Ukraine to host Greece. The Donegal Senior Football County Final between Kilcar and Navconal will go ahead in Ballybofey this Sunday, despite a positive test for COVID-19 in the Kilcar squad. On Saturday, the Donegal County Board confirmed a member of the inter-county panel tested positive. This player is not believed to be the Kilcar player. Saracens flanker Michael Rhodes will face a disciplinary panel today. He's been cited for an alleged use of the head on Leinster centre Robbie Henshaw. The incident occurred in just the second minute of Sarri's Heineken Champions Cup quarterfinal win. Should Rhodes be found guilty, he'll almost certainly miss their semi-final with Racing. Former England out-half Stuart Barnes was on the show last night. He felt Leinster were overcoached in the defeat at the weekend.
Mark McCall macro-managed Saracens. They went in there knowing what they had to do in the broadest sense and then were told to play the game. We scrum, we hit at the gain line, defence and attack, we box kick, we play them into parts of the field they don't want to be. Leinster, I felt that if there's a weakness in Stuart Lancaster, he sometimes micromanages. He used to say with England, you know, I work so hard on the players thinking for themselves, but they're not getting it. That's because if you coach in a certain way where there is so much in the way of sort of phase rugby, then it's very hard for players to actually divorce themselves from that micromanagement. And I felt that Leinster suffered in an English sort of way. And I felt that Johnny Sexton played very much like a lot of English fly halves were doing in the early Lancaster era.
And Listowel's Harvest Festival continues this afternoon. The first in a night race card is off at 1:35. Coming up on OTB AM with Jergal Roy and Owen Sheehan from 7:30, we're speaking to Matt Williams, Daniel Harris and Michael Verney. Then tonight we're chatting to the former European Ryder Cup captain Paul McGinley on the US Open and coach Lisa Fallon on her work with the London City Lionesses. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That's your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.